All right, so we'll say good evening. Let's begin. So we have a beautiful piece by Rabbi Nachman. Actually, the shir this evening is dedicated in the zuchus of Refuah Shleima for Hindel Bas Gresia. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, she will have a complete and enduring refuah. So we'll say, so let's begin. So I want to share with you what I think is a really beautiful piece by the Rebbe on Parshas Emor. So the Pasuk says, in the midst of Parshas Emor, so on the first page, I didn't number the pages, but you can see where you see the letter A on the bottom. So the Pasuk, the Torah says, I'll quote you the Pasuk in its entirety because you don't have it here on the sheet. But the Pasuk says like this. This is in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Zayin. So the Pasuk Bav says, Nefesh asher tigo bo b'tama de'erev v'lo yochal min ha-kadoshim kim rachatz b'sara b'mayim. So the Torah discusses the idea that halacha l'maaseh, if somebody becomes tamei, somebody contracts ritual impurity, so the halacha is that they are not permitted to eat from anything sacrificial, nothing consecrated. Ubo ha-shemesh v'taher. So the idea we'll say is this follows, and you have tumah. Actually, we were talking a little bit about this in Daf Yomi as well, when you have tumah. So the two things normally happen. Number one, there's tevila in the mikvah. A person has to immerse themselves in the mikvah. But then there's also her of shemesh. Her of shemesh means that even after going to the mikvah, one doesn't instantaneously become tahar, but rather one must wait until nightfall. So the pasuk says, "Uba hashemesh v'taher." The sun will set, and the person will be pure. V'achar yochal min hakadoshim kilach mohu. Then you could partake of sacrificial items. Kilachmo, this is a reference to the Kohen. The Kohen is permitted to once again resume eating sacrificial items. So the phrase, Uba Hashemesh Vitaher. When the sun sets, what we call Her of Shemesh, then Tara is complete. So Rabbi Nachman here says something that is so beautiful. Well, as you've seen already, by the way, in the style of Rabbi Nachman, you know, the Rebbe rarely advances a theme that you say to yourself, wow, I never heard that idea. Except maybe last week. I think that V'yahatlecha kamocha was a very novel approach. But aside from that, generally what we learn from the Rebbe are concepts that we're familiar with. What's unique about Rabbi Nachman's Torah is ultimately, again, the way he develops it. And perhaps what's more astounding is the way he sees it in the Pasuk. So the Rebbe analyzes this phrase, Uba Hashemesh V'taher. The sun will set and a person will be pure. Writes Rabbi Nachman, paragraph A on the bottom, Balakut Yalochis, Uba Hashemesh V'taher, Das Linovon Nakal Shazah Pasuk, Uba Hashemesh V'taher, V'achar Yochal Min HaKadoshim. This Pasuk, that the sun will set, and then he can eat of the consecrated sacrificial items, Mirames, paragraph B, Mirames Albias Shimsho Biyom HaAcharon Be'ez Petiraso. So we'll say, this is so profound. Rabbi Nachman says this phrase is an allusion to the day that a person leaves this world, to the day of death. Uba Hashemesh, Ba Hashemesh, the sun sets, represents the sunset of life. What's the sunset of life? Sunset, the person leaves this world. He says, Biyoma Akron Be'ez Petiraso, Shehu Bechinas Bias, turn the page, Shehu Bechinas, paragraph C, Shehu Bechinas Bias Hashemesh. We'll say the day that a person dies, when you die, that's called something we'll say that is actually very apropos. I know we're in Lod. Okay, maybe if you hold Rabbi Natan, we're still in Lod Ba'omer. So let's say, you know, again, I spoke this last night at the Madura, at the bonfire, that one of the reasons we have the bonfire is because the Zohar brings down that one of the great miracles that occurred on Lod Ba'omer is that Rishon Bar Yochai, quote unquote, didn't let the sun set. In other words, that the light went into the darkness. The idea is that at sunset of that day, Rashbi knew that he was going to die, but he had a voluminous amount of Torah that he wanted to convey, so he prevented, so to speak, the sun from setting on that particular day. So the Rebbe says, this phrase, Uba Hashemesh V'taher, Uba Hashemesh, refers to Yom Petiraso, the day that a person leaves this world. Says in paragraph C, Shakol Yimechayev Sheyesh She'ekar Gemar Taraso Yiskeh, Rak achar bias shimsho legam. We'll say this is very profound. Because, you know, sometimes in life, you are only able to achieve full tara, complete purity, and complete kapara when? After the sun sets. What does that mean? That sometimes Rabbi Nachman says, a person is only able to achieve the true level of atonement and purity upon death. Because what does death do? He says, "Ukein sha'amu rabbeinu zal sheish kama v'kama sha'af api sha'asu tshuva v'ha'ya lahem yisurin adayin tshuva v'yom kippurin v'yisurin tolin ad yom hamisa shemechaber." Paragraph D. So the Rabbi Nachman quotes over here from the Gemara Maseches Yuma, and the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva codifies the same concept, which is that for different kinds, the Gemara goes through that for different kinds of averos, people need different types of tshuva. So sometimes there are some averos which are so severe that tshuva is not enough, Yom Kippur is not enough, physical suffering in this world is not enough, but death is necessary ultimately in order to complete the kapara, the tara, the atonement and purity process. So the idea is that, and also what Rabbi Nachman is going to teach us is, it's not just true with some averos, the truth is in general it's true. In general it's true. That there's an death is an atonement. So we'll say, the interesting part, by the way, you know, when we mourn, when people die, the Geshe Haim discusses this idea. He says, you know, if we believe that there's an afterlife, we believe that there's an Olam Haba, so why do we mourn for people when they die? So the simple answer is,
we missed them.
Right. I'm not mourning for my loved one. I'm mourning for me. I'm mourning for me. I am lost. I am grieving. The mourning process is me. It's not about the neshama. The neshama is just fine. Not only that, but to add that on, not only do we believe in Olam Haba, and therefore there's almost an element of simcha, but really we believe that death is mechaper, that death has the ability to atone for certain things that often a person can't atone for in life. So I know that when my loved one leaves this world, there's an element of atonement that has unfolded as well. And therefore says that it is something amazing. So therefore, sometimes in life, atonement, full complete atonement, cannot be accomplished ultimately again without death. Without death. There should be an extra sheet down there. Good. So Rabbi Nachman says as paragraph D. V'alkein, kol mishehu bebechina zos. Supposed to listen to this. Therefore, anyone who finds themselves in this state, imipo chas v'shalom b'dayto machmozeh she'over alav, lo yiske gam achar yom hamisa, shehu achar bias shimsho, paragraph E, le'echol mina kadoshim. We'll say, listen to this. So the Rebbe says, that's the end of the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Uba hashemesh v'taher. When the sun sets, sometimes it's only when one leaves this world, v'taher, that they could achieve full purity. V'achar kach, what was the lashon of the pasuk? I'm sorry. V'achar yochal mina kadoshim. And sometimes only after we leave this world do we have the ability to enjoy the full measure of kiddusha, the full measure of holiness. Very often when we're in this world, we're tainted. Very often when we're in this world, we're handicapped, we're scarred. We have a lot of difficulties, we have a lot of baggage. And as a result, I'm unable to reach a level of tara. I'm unable, according to Rabbi Nachman says, to eat from the kadoshim, to eat from the consecrated sacrificial items. But, uba hashemesh, when my sun sets, and I leave this world, v'taher, death is able to accomplish an atonement, a purification process for me. Paragraph E. Ki bevade hatami legamrei, velo taval adayin, ein moyel lo he'erev shemesh. Rabbi Sayyid, here's the chav. So I know what you're thinking to yourself. So you think, besides the fact that the child is excellent. No, I'm sure. After that, so you're thinking to yourself, but one second. So what a strange teaching. So you're telling me then that I can never achieve real atonement in this world. I can never reach the full level of purity in this world. So that's the bad news. What's the good news? Death accomplishes it. Now that leads me to one simple conclusion, which is
Death is necessary.
And not only that, but why the need to even go ahead and expend all that much effort here? Meaning, if at the end of the day, I can never reach the level of kapara, of atonement, I can never reach the level of complete tara, purity in this world, and death is a necessary component in order for me, v'taher, to achieve tara, v'achal min ha-kadoshim, then what am I doing here? Then what am I doing? And the Rebbe says something amazing. The Rebbe says, you know, because remember again, how does the Torah refer to death? As uba ha-shemesh, the sun will set. So remember again, herif shemesh. And I will say, think about it in this way. In the laws of Tumah Taharah, as we said before, if a person is tamei, so there are two parts to their tara process. Part number one is what? Immersion in the mikvah. Part number two is Herav Shemesh, sunset. What happens if you wait for the sun to set, but you never went to the mikvah? You're still tamei. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. Ki bevadai, hatamei legamrei, velo taval adayin, ein moil lo ha'erev shemesh. Therefore, says the Rebbe as follows, bless you, because again, it is clear that somebody who is completely tamei, and he did not even go to the mikvah at all. He didn't go to the mikvah. So, ein moil lo ha'erev shemesh, the setting of the sun does nothing for him. The setting of the sun only accomplishes a final stage of tara if you went to the mikvah during the day. Rak zeh shehisyaga kol yomov, b'chol ma she'avra alav, v'ischazek b'ratzon v'tavol b'mikvah, v'hischil b'chol yom litar la'atzma. So also you understand the metaphor. So the Rebbe says the same way in the laws of tuman tara. So nightfall by itself does nothing. Nightfall only accomplishes the final stage in the purification process if during the day you went to the mikvah. Says the Rebbe, what's the message for us? If Ha'erev Shemesh, the setting of the sun, is death, then what does that teach us? That teaches us that as much as death is a necessary component to effect final purity, final atonement, but death only works if, sounds strange, death only works if what? If what? If you go to the mikvah by day. It is only daytime represents life. It is only if you try to do something to lift yourself up. It is only if you try to do something to purify, to refine yourself. You see, what the Rebbe is pointing out is something amazing. We normally think that going to the mikvah affects purity. Yet, amazingly enough, that is not the way it works. Going to the mikvah affects an initial stage of purity, but you need nightfall to affect the remainder of that purity. The Rebbe says this becomes the paradigm for life. Death, nightfall, affects final purity and comprehensive atonement. But in order for that sunset of life to work, you have to have gone to the mikvah during the day. You have to engage in some type of personalistic growth, some type of personalistic purity. I have to have done something to move myself forward in this world. Afal pikein, les reusa tavadis avit, mikol shikin dibur tov, umayse tov, ad sheyiske sheyishlam taraso acher biyashim shema acheron. So we'll say, so what's the mikvah? What's the mikvah in our lives? So the Rebbe says, the mikvah is a good deed. The mikvah is a kind word. The mikvah is an act of chesed, a tzedakah, a blat of gemara. The mikvah of our daily lives, I will say, is whatever we do to advance ourselves spiritually. Bebechinas uba shemesh v'taher, v'achar yochal mina kodoshim, shuchelko atov li'olam habo, sheyiske ilav tekev achar bias shimsho, v'lo yitztarech li'eskalgel v'lispol ma shetzarech lispol, mishelo hechen es atzmo klal b'mechai, paragraph G. So says the Rebbe, Uba Hashem v'taher, v'achar yochal min hakadoshim. When the sun sets, life ends, there's purity, there's atonement. And after that, you get to experience the most incredible and lofty levels of holiness. V'achar yochal min hakadoshim. But all of that only works if you did something to purify yourself, to lift yourself up, to make yourself holy in this world. Ki az b'yom ha'acharon, miskabtsim koma shechatov tov b'zeh olam, b'chol yom v'yom, b'chol ratzon v'ratzon tov, shahayolo b'chol yom v'yom koyim echayov. V'rak zeh, hu tikvasal, v'hasharasal lanetzach. Paragraph H. V'az yeida v'yavin kol echad v'echad, hachiluk, shebein mi shehishtandal v'radav achar ha'tachlis b'rtzonos chazakim b'chol yom, afa pi shelo zochei lav b'shlemus, ubein mi shelo ishtadal klara. We'll say the Rebbe here says something amazing in paragraph I. The Rebbe says, you see, here's the amazing part. Does death affect atonement for everyone? And the answer is yes. How do we know this, by the way? We know this because, you know, the halacha by Kaddish is that we only say Kaddish for 11 months. Why do you only say Kaddish for 11 months? Because the Gemara says, Mishpat Rishon Begehenem Yud Beis Chodesh, that even the worst Rasha doesn't have to spend more than 12 months in Gehenem. Not more than 12 months in Gehenem. So therefore we assume that every person who dies, as much as they might have had their issues, they're not a Rasha. It's actually an interesting discussion in the poskim. What happens if a person knows, I know my parent was a Rasha? However you gauge that. So is there a din to say Kaddish all 12 months or not? It's a whole discussion in the postgame. But leaving that aside, we assume that again, people aren't Rishayim, they're not spending 12 months in Ganem. How could we make that assumption? Because death itself has an atonement impact. So death atones no matter what. But how much the setting of your son accomplishes for yourself essentially depends on how often you used the mikvah in your life. If you use the mikvah by day, you've acquired purity and holiness for yourself, then ultimately the setting of the sun is the final stage. It'll be the nail in the cover. That's not a good mashal, right? It'll be the final stage in your kapara. It'll be the final stage. But if a person never used the mikvah, never did anything ultimately positive, never tried to engage in Torah and chesed and stuck on nothing, then by definition, will death affect something? Yes, but not as comprehensive as it could be. Paragraph I. Ukimo shekasov, v'shaftem uri'isim bein tzadik l'rasha, she'achilok afilu bein mishashana pirko mea pamim. Okay, so we can do the rest outside. So what comes out, according to Rabbi Nachman, I think is something dramatically amazing. So first of all, again, just the taicha in the pasuk, uba shemesh v'taher, says the Rebbe, is not just a detail in the laws of tum and tara, it's a detail of life. There comes a day, Rabbosai, where the sun sets. The sun sets. And our sun, my sun, will not come up again the next morning. It sets, and it will not rise again. And after that, v'achar kach, Yochal min v'taher, and that act of my son setting affects purity on my behalf. Va'achar yochal min hakadoshim, and then I will be able to experience incredible unadulterated kedusha. But says the Rebbe, that purity and that comprehensive kedusha that death affords us only works if what? One leads a life of kedusha in this world. You have to use the mikvah of life. And if you don't use the mikvah of life, then death will atone. Sure, when the sun sets, there's some atonement, but it's not as comprehensive or as completing as one who uses the mikvah. But I will say, but there's another lesson here, which is what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us, which is a much more nuanced lesson, but I think the truly profound lesson, which is, we're never going to cross the finish line in this world. It's an incredible yisod. You know, many of us, we create goals. We create finish lines for ourselves. I need to accomplish this. And if we don't cross the finish line, so I failed. I failed, right? I need to cross, and it's important. We have to set metrics of success for ourselves. I need to accomplish this task by this time with hopefully this desired result. And if I don't cross the line, then I failed. That might work fine for everything in life, but spirituality. In the realm of spirituality, what the Rebbe is teaching us is perfection or completion is not to be had. There is only one time when we experience spiritual completion. We're both saying, when is that? Uba Hashemesh v'taher v'achar yochal min hakadoshim. Spiritual completion is experienced in the afterlife, in Olam Haba. That's where you have spiritual completion. We'll say, this world is all about spiritual incompletion. What happens? I go into the mikvah, and you know what happens? You go into the mikvah, and you feel all beautiful, you feel all fresh, you feel all spiritual, wonderful. And then what happens? You're standing at the curb, somebody drives through a mud puddle, and you're all splattered with mud. Do you understand the metaphor? Meaning, we lift ourselves up, and then I get splattered with schmutz. I run back into the mikvah, clean myself off, I get splattered with schmutz again. That's the nature of life. Life is the peaks and valleys. Life is the successes and the failures. And this is very important because sometimes we set ourselves up for disappointment when we expect to experience some type of spiritual utopia, where we expect to remain on the high, we expect to remain on the apex, we expect not to fail and to always be successful. And Rabbi Nachman says, that is a recipe. It's a recipe for depression. That's really what it is. Because any time in life you set for yourself realistic goals, obviously you're not going to reach them. And when you don't reach them, all that happens is you feel bad about yourself. The Rebbe says, don't create a goal in this life for spiritual completion. The goal we set, Rabbi Osai, is for what? Is for spiritual growth. The goal is to keep going to the mikvah. And even if right when I come out of the mikvah, I'm all fashmutzed again, maybe last time it took me 3 minutes to get fashmutzed after the mikvah. This time it's going to take me an hour. So I'm going to build up small successes, but perfection, completion, spiritual wholeness, that's not to be found in this world. That's only found when uba ha-shemesh v'taher. But our job, Rabbi Osei, is to keep going to the mikvah. And as frustrating as it is to go to the mikvah, come out, feel pure, and then feel defiled again, Osei, our job is to wipe off the schmutz, jump back in the mikvah, jump back out, keep trying over and over and over. And if we live this kind of life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees our efforts, He sees us using the mikvah in Olam Hazeh, then when that day comes after 120, that our sun sets, the setting of that sun will be the end of a beautiful and magnificent spiritual journey that will result in v'taher, beautiful tara, v'achar yochal min hakadoshim, and an eternal life where we get to bask in the kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam.